Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Tommy is in need of a second date update this morning, and that's why we're here. Tommy, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Happy to have you. How can we help?
All right. Had an interesting day, but I met this girl at a party, and we really hit it off. And I just, you know, asked her out.
Simple as that?
Yep. Simple as that.
All right.
So after I asked her out, we made plans to meet up soon after. So I picked her up and took her to dinner. Played it safe. Nothing too crazy, right?
This is the same night?
No, it's a different night.
Okay.
So we sat at the restaurant talking for hours. And I'm thinking that, yo, this is pretty good, you know? We were super open, you know, honest, and I was with her as I felt she was with me. And I just, like, started sharing, like, all kind of personal information with her, really. I just felt that open.
Great.
Yeah, so far, so good. So she didn't seem, like, offended in any way, which I, you know, which was good to know.
Offended by what? Like something you revealed maybe was too, like, personal or?
Yeah, you know, when you're like sharing like personal details that you're getting to know somebody, you know, somebody could probably get offended, but she didn't.
Well, you start teetering along that too much information threshold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And probably going back and replaying the date in your mind, you're trying to think back and go, man, was there any point in the conversation where she seemed put off at all?
Did I reveal too much?
Yeah.
Where did I lose her?
Yeah, I just thought we like clicked, really, to be honest with you. I just felt really good about it because I was replaying it in my head a lot, but I felt really good about it. So anyway, long story short, I drove her home and I walked her to her door, and I wasn't going to go in for a kiss. I didn't go in for a kiss, but we hugged each other and, you know, said bye, goodbye, and thanks for dinner. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, it wasn't like overly, I would say warm and affectionate, but it wasn't like cold either. So I'm like, there's hope there. There's hope, right?
All right, I'm taking notes here. Not cold. Yes, that's good.
Yeah. It's just like, felt like your average, like, awkward moment after a first date, but I didn't think that much of it. So
average awkward, okay.
I didn't take it like, you know, she didn't want to see me ever again. I mean, like I said, it wasn't, you know, bad. It was like, you know, it was okay, you know?
Yeah.
And when I said that I'll call her later, she said, great. So I honestly don't know what happened. I've called her for like a couple of times and no response. I'm at a loss.
Ooh. Okay.
Anything else you think we need to know?
Nothing that I can think of right now. I mean, we pretty much shared everything.
Have you ever been ghosted before?
No. I had to really think about that. No.
I think the answer that you had to think about it means no for sure, because immediately I could be like, oh, yeah, that one guy I went to NADA with that one time that never talked to me again. Like, I know exactly when it happened.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Then why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll call Vanessa and see what she thought of her date with Tommy. And if there's any chance of these two going out again, as Second Date Update continues here at Cincinnati's Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. Have you tried Factor meals yet? They are so good. Hey, this is Tim. And Factor makes it real easy to eat stress-free this spring with their delicious ready-to-eat meals. These are always fresh, never frozen meals. And you can tell they've been made by a chef because they are some of the best microwave meals I've ever had. Ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And you can choose from like a weekly menu of over 35 options. They have calorie smart stuff, keto, protein plus. Every single one of them has been so good. No prepping, no cooking. They just show up on your porch, put them in the fridge, and then you got stuff throughout the week. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals. Like, they really are so good. Head to factormeals.com/JJPod50 and use code JJPod50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code JJPod50 at factormeals.com/JJPod50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, Tommy met Vanessa at a party, and he was attracted to her immediately, so he didn't waste any time. He asked her out. He asked for her phone number. They made plans to go to dinner. They talked for hours. Like, they really hit it off because he shared a lot about himself. He felt very comfortable about being honest about everything. This is someone he's obviously really into. So after hours went by, he drove her home, walked her to the door. They didn't kiss. He didn't make any moves, but they hugged. She thanked him for a great evening. And then he said, you know, I'll call you later. And she's like, great.
And now she's not answering.
That's where we are. So, unless there's anything else you think we need to know, you ready to call her?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa.
This is Vanessa. Who is this?
Good morning, Vanessa. It's Jeff and Jen and Fritch and Tim at Q102. How are you this morning?
Jeff and Jen.
How are you?
Hi.
How's it going?
It's like a second date update or something.
It's something like that. Yeah.
Oh, God. This guy is literally so clueless. Oh, my God.
This guy?
I mean, I feel like I have to know who you're talking about. I know who this is.
You talk about Tommy?
Tommy it is.
Why is Tommy clueless?
Okay, like, do you want to hear what happened from my point of view?
Yeah, because all he told us was that you guys had a dinner where you talked a lot. He said he got very honest with you. You didn't seem put off by anything that he revealed, or at least that he could tell.
Okay, so, like, here's what happened. So we're sitting at this restaurant, and we're talking, and every time I was telling him something about myself, he would either stare into space or interrupt me.
Oh.
And okay. So, like, I just felt like this person, like, wasn't listening to a word I was saying. And so I asked him if he was listening to me, and he says, oh, sorry. And then he pulled out a pad of paper and a pen out of his backpack. And so I was like, what is this guy doing? I had no idea what he was doing. So, like, I just kept talking. And then I looked down, and he's taking notes. And I was like, what are you writing? And he was like, oh, I'm taking notes because I don't want to forget what I want to say when you're done talking.
Oh, that's funny.
What?
That's really funny. I thought he was taking down notes as to what you were saying.
You were saying, so
I
remember.
Yeah. I was going to be like, because I'm taking, like, notes right now.
The notes, regardless, on a date was weird to me. But, like, the fact that he was taking notes to remember what he wanted to say, like, who does that?
Oh, wow.
Tommy?
Well, I mean, yeah, I honestly just had a lot I wanted to say. I mean, you were doing all the talking, and I just wanted to take out a bunch of notes, really. That's pretty much it.
That's like how they do in debates when the candidate who's not speaking is jotting down notes of things that he wants to point out, or contradictions or clarifications that he feels he needs to make. And it's just always funny to me. You know, they don't want to forget it, so they're jotting it down. And
yeah,
that's sort of what I...
They do that at debates. You're right. They constantly are like, oh, I got to write that down.
Yeah.
It's weird to do it on a date, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, you honestly, like, just tell, like, long stories. And I mean, that was, like, fine. It's just... I mean, I really just had things that I wanted to, like, say to you in response to those. But, you know, sometimes I just, like, forget, you know, and I just wanted to make sure I just jotted down that little quick note so that way I'll remember. And, I mean, honestly, I just thought I was being really respectful by not, like, interjecting all the time.
But, yeah, but you literally weren't listening to me. Like, you were, like, writing down what you wanted to say. If you were listening to me, you would have remembered what you wanted to say because of what I was talking about.
Hmm.
You were just thinking about everything that you wanted to say, and that is very rude.
It was just that you were making up great points, and I just wanted to make sure I remember what I was going to say to it. But, like, how am I supposed to do that if I just don't write it down?
Yeah.
Listen and respond. That's how you do it. That's how the world works.
So what if he didn't write anything down, and you finished your story, and he didn't say anything and came off like a dud?
Yeah, because he didn't remember anything he wanted to say during the process of the conversation.
I mean, because everyone's different when it comes to listening and having processing conversations. Yeah. Just honest question. What would you have done if he didn't have anything to say to your story and just kind of sounded like a dumbass afterwards?
I mean, either way, like, I don't think he was listening to me. Like, I don't feel like you can listen to a whole story and then go blank afterwards. Like, I don't know, then that just means that he's not for me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's men. They do that all the time. Do you know how many times I say something and then I go, are you listening to me? What did I just say?
I don't get women. I really don't. I mean, because I'm thought I'm being respectful and thoughtful just by making sure I, you know, don't forget anything. But if I did forget, then you'd be looking at me crazy and it's like, did you remember anything I said? Well, no, I didn't, because I didn't write it down. So that's why I was trying my best to do that.
Well, what's interesting is, I mean, you know, there are two ways to listen. You can listen to understand and you can listen to respond. And so it sounds like you were taking notes because you were listening to respond because you wanted to make comments in response to what she was saying, as opposed to listening to her and just trying to understand her point of view.
And I don't think it's wrong, but if you're on a date, like, you have to have a conversation, right? So if you just listened to...
When you listen to understand, though, you ask questions, like follow-up questions, as opposed to, I'm going to tell my
story. What if he wrote his question
down? And yeah, that would be different if he's writing down. But if you're needing to write down follow-up questions, I think that would be something that you would be able to interject into the conversation because you're staying on topic.
You know, it was a point I was going to make, and I totally forgot what it was.
I know.
So I'm just move on.
You should have been writing this down.
Yeah. All right, so no chance of a second date here, Vanessa?
For me, definitely not.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, Tommy.
It's all good. I'm just going to take some more notes about this.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Tommy's like,
do you keep a journal?
Tommy's like, can I call you back tomorrow? Because I'm not exactly sure what I want to talk about anymore.
I'm
going
to review my notes and get back to you. All right. Best of luck to you both.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks.
All right, you need a little help with the second date update. Our email address is jeffandjen@wkrq.com, and that's the best way to do it.
And coming up, your shot at $1,000, the 1K letter of the day.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.